There's very little argument that the civil rights movement was a powerful and ultimately successful effort.
The March on Washington in 1963, culminating with Dr. King's sublime words, will stand as one of the movement's crowning moments.
Who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice.
So what's wrong with another movement trying to build on that success?
We will reclaim the civil rights moment. We will take that movement because we were the people that did it in the first place.
That's Glenn Beck talking about his Restoring Honor rally. Tens of thousands gathered to listen to the talk show host's voice echo down the National Mall.
But people who marched with Dr. King 50 years ago are crying foul. Al Sharpton says Beck is usurping the trappings of the civil rights movement, but for a completely different purpose.
You can't have a march telling government to leave us alone and say you're reclaiming a march where they came to appeal to government to protect us.
What was the rally this weekend? A tribute? A call to action? An outrage?
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, August 30th, a weekend kind of remembrances in a way.
Yes, in Beck Nation. Absolutely. We all live in Beck Nation this week, it seems like. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. A remembrance, New Orleans style. There were ceremonies across New Orleans yesterday honoring the more than 1,800 killed when Hurricane Katrina destroyed the Gulf Coast 5 years ago. President Obama was there. He promised not to forget New Orleans.
I wanted to come here and tell the people of this city directly. My administration is going to stand with you and fight alongside you until the job is done.
The city still has a long ways to go, and that was acknowledged by the president. And he said their resolve of the people in New Orleans is admired throughout the nation and the world.
This city has become a symbol of resilience and of community and of the fundamental responsibility that we have to one another.
The speech came as another hurricane gained strength in the Atlantic. Earl is now a Category 2 storm. Watches and warnings have been issued throughout the Caribbean. Richard Pasch with the National Hurricane Center says it's too early to tell if the storm will make direct landfall on the Atlantic seaboard or if it'll just brush the coast.
The center is probably going to get closer to the east coast of the U.S. over the next several days. Question is how much.
Hurricane Earl's winds now top out at 105 miles per hour.
BP will remove the blow preventer from its broken well in the Gulf of Mexico today. It's the final step in permanently sealing the well. But it looks like BP could have another problem on its hands. One of its refineries in Texas City, Texas, released huge amounts of toxic chemicals into the air earlier this year. It went unnoticed until kids began having respiratory problems. A $10 billion class action suit against BP has been filed. In Iraq, the top American commander, General Ray Odierno, says a new government could still be 2 months away from coming together. He says if it takes longer than that, they may have to hold new elections.
President Obama will deliver an Oval Office address tomorrow night as the Iraqi combat mission officially ends. Military families calling for an investigation after several soldiers and veterans have died while taking medication prescribed for post-traumatic stress disorder. The antipsychotic drug Seroquel is the second most prescribed drug by the VA.
And a new survey out this morning shows a record 1 in 6 Americans receive federal assistance from anti-poverty programs. More than 50 million Americans are on Medicaid. That's up 17% in less than 3 years. Those receiving food stamps have increased by half to more than 40 million. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow starts at 10,150. The S&P at 1,064. The NASDAQ at 2,153. So more discussion today about Muslims in America. The Cultural Center in Mosque near Grand Zero has obviously taken the spotlight, but that's overshadowing a discussion about the strong relationship between New York's Muslim community and the NYPD. Bob Henley of the WNYC Newsroom is going to join us later this hour.
And what did you think about Glenn Beck?
This is Cinda from Texas, and while I'm personally not a big fan of Glenn Beck, I did admire the effort and what he was trying to do and say. Restoring honor is a great thing to strive for these days.
8778-MY-TAKE. You know how to reach us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.